The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, May 6, 2026. I did have to look.
Yeah, it's actually Wednesday.
I know. It's like, whoa.
Well, but, I was wrong.
Yesterday was great. That'd be hard to replicate that show, though.
That's probably what it is.
It was a good show. Plus tacos.
Yeah. I didn't hear much about that, though.
Nah.
Nothing on social media from people, not even, you know, commercials from restaurants.
Well, people in other countries don't celebrate 4th of July, so it kind of makes sense.
No.
When did Italy get their independence? Or
God, I couldn't even tell you who they got it from.
Germans. Anyone.
Do other countries celebrate D-Day?
Doubtful.
Very few.
Like, France has memorials, right? At Normandy. I don't know.
A lot of people died there, I would think.
Yeah, I wonder what their spin on the whole thing is.
Beach.
Because my cousin is in the Marines in Japan. He's either near Nagasaki or Hiroshima. And they have memorials set up. They have structures that survived the atomic bomb that they just never tore down. So it's like their remembrance. But God, would you want to remember that?
Well, yeah, because history repeats itself if you don't remember.
I mean, we destroyed that place.
Yeah, but we built it back for them. Gave them new tech and factories.
Yeah, that is true. And allegedly, we got the kill switch into their infrastructure.
Yeah, but come in and kill everybody, but give us an economy. I don't know. It's just kind of odd. I guess that's how they feel better about doing it.
Yeah, so you have this because we're over there. We're huge. Yeah. Americana.
Oh, yeah.
In Japan.
Yeah.
Man, they love it.
They don't like our dollar, but they like our culture. They don't.
Yeah, nobody celebrated yesterday.
No. Plus, Mexico is not, they're like not taking dollars anymore. They're just doing, you have to exchange them now for pesos.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, you're losing a lot in that exchange.
I know. It's like, man, what is going on with that?
Why did other countries fight, mainly Canada and Mexico, the North American currency? When, you know, if we're all on the same one, it's going to jump theirs up.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that... the grand scheme of things, I know how it works. But then again, I don't know how I could create a crypto and then make someone believe in it enough to put money into it. I don't want to do that. I don't know how that even happens. Like people say, oh, meme coin. Sounds good.
This is not what it was meant to be.
Uh-uh.
So now they have seminars on how you can start your own blockchain technology.
I know. From the makers of, you could become a millionaire by owning a vending machine.
God. And freaking Bitcoin. It was never supposed to go past 20 million.
No.
But they kept having, and they kept, well, let's do a little bit more. Let's put a few more into the blockchain.
That's probably when we find out that Bitcoin was actually CIA all along.
God, it could have been.
Yeah.
The fact that they even ask you on your taxes, do you have any Bitcoin or cryptos?
Specifically now. It's like, no, let's give them this chance to see if they're going to answer this right. Because we know, because we that bank too.
Plus, how do you... I mean, look, if you believe Martin Shkreli, you know, allegedly he and Barron Trump started their own crypto.
Yeah.
So, how hard is it?
Well, Trump did.
DJT.
DJT.
But you don't hear much about that one.
No.
Fartcoin, though.
Fartcoin was going up yesterday. I saw it.
Yeah.
Wow. Dumb.
Exactly.
That's like, ridiculous.
That stuff is all just the hype, which I don't even get how that's managed. If you heard, like, dude, you got to buy this this new, it's a coin, it's not a stock. Well, I don't know who made it. I don't know how many it's available, but it's got a cool name. It's called Fartcoin.
Oh, it fart like gas. Jeez.
Yeah. Whatever fart means to you.
That's the thing. I don't know if it's an acronym or if it's
just
straight
up.
It's just fart.
Okay.
It's the stuff they come out with, man.
You lost me with fart. I'm not invested money in something that says fart.
This is very volatile.
I'm sorry.
Nor am I. that's the point of the conversation.
And no.
You go to your money guy and they're like, you know what? Don't even talk to me about cryptos. We'll put you in mutual funds.
There's only two that matter.
Yep.
That's it. It's like wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like wrestling. They can be a ton of promotions and good for you, but there's only really two.
Evidently, that's going to come to an end at some point.
Well,
if you believe all the tea leaves you read.
What are the tea leaves?
What's
I
the sign?
Read any?
What's the sign of the times for most companies, really? But okay, so TKO, who owns WWE
and UFC?
Yeah. So you only hear about this on the WWE side. So ESPN feels like they're getting no return on investment for that deal.
Right.
Very upset. So, you know, also TKO trying to make their money back that they lost, are asking all the talent to take big pay cuts. Now, they won't say who it was, but they say a top guy took a half, 50% pay cut just to stay on the roster.
God.
And, you know, the latest thing that came out was, you know, heated arguments with Triple H and TKO about because they want more people cut.
Yeah.
Either restructure or cut. It's like drop them all and
right.
just figure it out.
Well.
How many companies do that now?
I don't know.
The employees suffer.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then the CEOs are getting more and more. Like, I have a good piece of audio in Best Damn today that features such.
God. The fact that, I don't want to give spoiler on the clip. But
spoiler.
To hear somebody agree to that when they say, is this right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. God. Sounds right. Yeah. Crazy. It's crazy. But Ari, I think he got $36 million bonus.
Jesus.
Bonus.
He was loaded before. The Rock, I think, gets $1 million salary just for being on the board.
Wow.
And people are starting to give him hell. Like, okay, Rock's corporate now.
Yeah.
Look what he's that story was. Well, he's at the Met Gala Monday night.
Oh, no way.
Look what he's wearing, a $4 million watch.
What was he dressed as?
He was just in a suit.
Ah.
But that watch he had on.
He was dressed as a rock.
Oh, somebody did that. Somebody was a statue. I can't remember who it was.
That's the biggest. We sit here and just like, oh, it's so weird with that. I'm enamored by it just because the spectacle of it and the fact that nothing goes on inside. Like, the show is outside.
Yep.
The craziest thing. They walk in, they walk out.
Pretty much it.
It's a runway for people to just, to be seen walking. That's everything, I guess, for, you know, people that are out doing that kind of stuff.
I mean, if you got money, you're on the board or whatever. This is genius, whoever's idea it was to, because they raised a ton of money for that place.
Yeah, yeah.
Off of one night.
I heard it was Dwight Gooden. He was
imagine?
Was a Met.
Yeah. Boog Shug.
Yeah. The Met Gala. What if former Met players were there? There comes Keith Hernandez.
Why would they ever think of that?
Because that's too that's too high. It's too low brow for their highbrows.
That should be one of the most creative jobs in like the world, to be honest with you. Promotions for sports.
Yes.
Like, especially, you know, minor league baseball, they got a ton of them.
Yeah, but you don't ever want it to outdo the team and out like you want people to go to support the team, not to get $1 beers. Or I mean, that's certainly nice to get that, but you don't want them when they're at bat. You want everybody looking at it. You don't want them sitting there in little circles talking.
I mean, look, some places
I wouldn't anyway. I'd hit a foul ball, just try to hit them. Say, hey, action's down here.
If you got a nice little grass spot, they're already going to put the blankets out, sit on the grass, and
yes.
I don't know how many people go to watch a game. Maybe the parents if you got a player out there, but that's it.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there were people hang out at events now just to watch. Like, I did a little walk last night, and there was a flag football game going on.
Oh.
And it was packed.
A flag.
Yep.
Okay. I thought you were protesting or something.
I asked a buddy I saw out there, well, what are you doing? He's like, just hanging out, man.
You saw a buddy? You have a lot of friends.
Well, small town. He was talking to a cop. Yeah. Cop noticed me first, and then I saw him, my buddy, walk up. And I'm like, I know you don't have a kid out here. He's just hanging out.
Oh. Was the cop asking him the same thing?
No, they were
buddies. You don't have a kid out here. What are you doing here, sir?
He's just like,
I just like peewee ball.
Was like watching the game. And I thought about doing that to high school, but if you don't have a kid out there.
That's kind of weird.
It is.
If you're just, well, I don't know. Or
you can be old. You can do it and be old. Like, yeah. Real old.
Yeah, kind of.
Or you live in the neighborhood. That's.
Unless you don't drive a van.
If you're going to a sporting event just for something to do, it's kind of.
Well, what else? I mean, for something to do.
High school, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of. You know.
Yeah.
And you didn't go to school there? You don't know anybody there?
Well, even if you did at this point, say I just show up to a girls' basketball game and I got no dog in the fight and I'm just like there. I'm like, this. What's this guy doing?
Yeah.
What is it? Or volleyball. If you go to a girls'.
Oh, my God.
God. I never thought of that before.
That's really creepy.
Or gymnastics.
Even worse. Yes.
Dude, it is wide open. You could just buy your $4 ticket or whatever and just walk in and watch girls play volleyball.
You're teaching people how to be creepy today.
That is terrible.
They know.
They know.
They know all the tricks.
They know.
Can you imagine how many weird men it's like, hey, say to
their idea.
Their middle-aged sister, go with me to this game.
Yeah.
So I don't look them. Weird.
I don't want to be a weirdo.
She's off her rocker today.
Riled up.
Yesterday was wild.
It's God almighty. Yeah. I don't recommend doing that, by the way.
No.
No.
No, they're boring, the games.
Unless you're strange. Looking for something.
Well, no, don't go looking for some strange. That won't work
not
out in your favor well.
Not with girls in shorts. That's what you want.
I don't know if... The conversation we had last night via text. Or via...
Man, that's what's on my mind,
too. I know, like, I'm kind of...
It's
hard to move past.
It is always on my mind because
it's obvious what's going on, and it makes you want to just like say to hell with the whole thing.
I don't go that far,
like because you feel like the other part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
it's not even fair to even bring it up, really, because we can't really go.
Well, see, that's the tough thing. It's like it's something you talk about, but then if you don't say anything. I don't know. It's just I'll learn how to deal with it, but
yeah,
it's hard to ignore some stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is.
I hate people. Is the other thing?
Yeah, like generally speaking, if they don't listen to our show or I'm not, you know, related to them or you know things like that, generally.
Like I don't know. Just like say what it is. You know, if you're like you know, you just
like if you said, hey. I got to think of a good example to make this work without revealing itself too much.
Like if you got invited to an event, I guess, you know, a couple times.
Right.
Or say you got invited the first time. You're, something happened. Got mixed up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, that's because you don't expect the person to say, oh, that's cool. We'll do it again.
Right.
Come back. You're like, oh, damn. All right. Well, that first excuse didn't work. All right, let me give it a few days and I'll think of another one.
Yes. Yes.
And then, you know, hopefully, like, okay, if we use this excuse now, maybe that'll be it.
Like, I feel like the girl who is, got her eye, we'll just make it the same way. A guy who's got his eye on a girl and she keeps flirting with him, but then he keeps asking her out and she's like, oh, I can't yet. Oh, I've got an emergency. I can't do it.
It's that time of the month.
But then you're like, well, I almost want to just throw up my hands and say, well, I ain't going to bother anymore. Or do you continue to say, well, good things come to those who wait? I don't know. Eventually, you just have to say, all right, I'm the fool.
What do you question what the good thing might be or try to figure that part out? Like, is it worth it?
I think that's everything. Everything in life. You go eat you see the price on the menu, you're like, by God, this steak better be awesome for $45.
Steak?
This better be a good, good steak.
What if it's like, you know, you're with this girl and you're like, I'm going to see this girl naked. Like, she told me it was going to happen. But it's going to be on video. It's not going to be a person.
Better example.
What are you talking about?
Like, if Jeremy Clement says, guys, I'm going to let you race in a race car with me.
Yeah.
And then say, wow, which track? Nowhere. I have you a virtual headset that I'm bringing over to your house. We're doing Sims.
That's what it is. They're like, who cares at that point?
Yeah. I mean, I still care, but it's aggravating more than anything.
Yeah, I'm good either way. Whatever you know, we want to do, but.
But if it were honest to God, if this were the Fat Boy Show,
yeah,
what would your thoughts be?
Like, it definitely wouldn't happen.
Oh,
because of that.
Wow.
Exactly because of that.
God.
I mean, there's really no excuse for it, to be honest.
But what if there is one? That's why I've kind of pulled back. What if there is a very solid excuse and then you feel like mud after passing judgment?
I would still question the timing of it.
Right.
Because, you know, after a certain point, like, it doesn't matter.
What are you speaking of?
Can't say. It's a personal matter. I hate him for bringing it up. I'm winking at you. But it was like, it's like just sitting here just like gnawing at me. And I think that's what everybody wants, honesty. Everybody wants honesty, transparency, be authentic. But then you can go too far with that and then end up digging a hole.
It's just, we shouldn't have to, like, you know, go out of our way too far for pretty much anybody, I feel like, at this point. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we know it's mutual, what we get and what they get.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, pretty substantial what you get, exposure-wise.
I'm not gonna say too much, because several reasons. A, there might be a real situation here, and I've been known to put my foot in my mouth a whole lot over the years.
Here's what sucks. Say there is a situation for real. Yep. Okay, well, like, there's no coming back from it. Parties involved are like, well, it doesn't matter anyway now.
Yeah.
Time, like, why do we need this now? The other party would say.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's like, you know.
I don't like talking about stuff and then it not being fulfilled. Or I hate bring it back to wrestling. Let's say in wrestling they said, oh, who's the guy in the mask that keeps messing up Barry Windham's match each and every week? Who is the guy in the mask? And then 4 or 5 weeks go by, and they never tell you.
Nope.
It's just gone. It's like what we're doing right now. Many of you are like, what the hell are you even talking about? See? I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it right now.
Do it.
So we were told the Edge was going to come in on last Friday.
Aww.
And then it was like, oh, whoop, messed up the date.
Schedule mix up. It's okay. Cool.
And then got an email later in the night. That I won't read it verbatim because people don't like that. But, so-and-so. Because, you know, they CC a bunch of people on it.
Yep.
And Adam, that's Cope's real name.
Well, I wonder if that's him. Say, guys, I changed my mind.
I
heard
Yeah, he has my number. Copeland just had a family conflict pop up and will not be able to be in studio on Friday.
Conflict.
I know. Like, does that mean he and Beth are fighting?
Oh, you know what?
Like, maybe because she wrestled too, Paige, his wife.
Oh, wow.
She's a Hall of Famer.
I forgot the exact wording. Conflict.
Yes. That's like war.
Okay.
That's how we say war, softly.
That's a little less severe. That kind of leaves you, you know, some wiggle room.
Conflict. Like, maybe best, like, Adam, I listen to them guys, and I hate them. I don't go on their show. They're going to be asking you about the live sex show you did with Lita that time. They're going to be doing all these confrontational things. Did you hear what the Nasty Boys did to one of them?
I feel like this is one of those things. This is me talking here. I feel like this was ran by Edge, Cope, And then he kind of submitted some verbiage back that, you know, didn't speak it into existence. Like, don't say it's an emergency because it might actually happen. Just say it's a conflict.
It's a conflict.
When, in my opinion, I think he just doesn't want to leave his house and come here.
Right. I think that's probably what it is. He doesn't want to drive to Asheville or drive from Asheville to Greenville.
It's a long drive.
For an hour and then drive back.
Now, I've seen him host interviews at his house, ironically enough.
Yeah, back in his wrestling room, wrestling gym.
But it's like, you know, okay, look, we shouldn't have to jump your hoops at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe he's playing the angle up. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's the good guy now.
I know.
Like, if FTR was like, yeah, we're not coming on the show now. Like, I get it. Kind of plays into what they're doing.
We're outside whizzing on your tires. Yeah. We're not coming in.
We're letting the air out of Paige's tires again.
That's what it was the whole time.
It was FTR, Paige. They're letting the air out of your tires. They're the ones who cut mine that time. I was going down 14, and they shredded. That was him.
Horrible.
It was FTR. So I'm kind of put off by that.
I mean, you put all the legwork into the whole thing, to be honest with you.
Well, finger work.
And you were excited about it.
You fall through the relationship.
Well,
you wanted to be vampires, isn't it?
I know. You imagine, like, we went and got the vampire outfits to the members of the brood
morning. It.
Yeah.
And then,
I still know why that wasn't put out there from the beginning.
What?
If that's what he wanted to do was, you know, just the video element.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it can be done by video. But that's weird to me, talking to somebody in Asheville on video.
Yeah, like now it's just, now that we know that it was set up for you to come in, but now it's video, like that's all I'm going to think about the whole time.
Like, you don't want to be here that bad.
No.
I don't know. It's kind of off-putting. It just really is.
Because you get excited about, you know, the whole event, the show and everything.
Well, and we keep, I hate making promises of stuff that aren't going to happen, too. I hate that.
Yeah.
But, so who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I wanted to show off the new studio.
Yeah.
It's like having a
look at this.
I got my living room redone, and then you don't have guests over. Right.
Got the cage up in the brick wall.
The cage.
It's really cool.
That cage actually opens to a speakeasy we have on the other side of the wall there.
Wow.
I was already aggravated.
That's where you go.
Yeah. I was already a little pissed yesterday because I had to chase down news.
I know. So, oh, boy.
That on top of that.
Yeah. Yesterday.
You know what?
Yesterday was a... odd day. It was odd.
Yeah, I'm going to quit putting too much effort, to be honest with you.
Oh, you want to know. Yeah, but there's effort needed for that, though.
Yeah, there is. There is.
That was, that you know what? We're sitting here talking about the negative, and then there's a huge positive. That's exactly what happens, though, in the world, right?
Yeah.
We ignore the good and just...
get your balance.
Yeah.
But anyway. I feel a little better now throwing that
out. I'm glad.
I don't, because like I feel like we sound like prima donnas now, and we're like whiners.
I mean, look, it's a honest feeling, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I want people to listen and love what we do, but like I don't obsess if they like it or not. I have fun in here if I have fun.
Okay.
That's honestly kind of all I care about. Because I feel like if I'm having fun, then other people are having fun.
You think you have the general kind of sense of humor that most people do, so if you enjoyed it, then it was probably good.
I don't know.
Joe Sixpack.
I don't know if it's that or if it's a part of my developing narcissistic personality.
You're Joe Party Kick.
When you, it's like the comedian that says, I have to do the material that makes me laugh.
Right.
If I laugh, yeah, other people will laugh, or they won't, but you get a genuine, you know, reaction.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't want... Of course, I don't think anybody's like, change your schedule around. Well, damn it, I called off on Friday. No. So I could just sit by my radio and listen.
I was going to bring Grandma up there to get an autograph in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But, hey, whatever with that. If it happens, if it doesn't happen, that's everything in life. If it's meant to be, it will be. And if it's not, then disappointment continues.
Yeah. Now, this could have changed his mind. He could decide to come in. He's got a little bit of time left. You know?
I want you, if anyone sees him in town, I want him to say, why, Cope, why?
Get your kids to ask him, too.
Or say, hey, I'll drive you down there if you'd like. It is a long drive from Asheville to Greenville.
God, yeah. I mean, look, somebody could offer up a service, right?
Like, people that go to do live shots in New York, like, they may stay in town. It's still going to probably take them 45 minutes to an hour to get to the studio in New York City, probably, with traffic and the whole thing. So, but then you get there, the payoff's pretty good.
This one, you just literally don't have to press the gas. You ride down the mountain.
Tony Khan, send a private jet from Asheville to Greenville and fly him down here.
God, people do it. Fly him downtown.
Yes.
We can have somebody pick him up.
Right.
You should make him do it, Tony Khan. You're his boss.
Yeah. I mean, do that or,
Now, he said he went to AEW to have fun at this point in his career. So if you threaten to take away the fun, you got him. You got him over a barrel.
This text says, I don't even know the wrestler you guys are talking about, but hearing you guys act like little girls that they're not coming in now is funny to me.
This is
better than the interview would have been, hearing y'all gripe about it. You said grip, though. You didn't spell that right. You're gripping about it. God. Yeah, it's fine. What is the positive? I'll tell you the positive. You don't know the positive? It's Paige who knows the positive.
Well, she does. She does.
Oh, does she? Do you know Paige?
The positive?
The positive is Fat Boy was right. And it's not just Fat Boy saying it. Mm-hmm. It's not just me saying it.
It's more.
It's not just Mark Hendricks saying it.
Yeah.
It's not just Odyssey saying it. It's not just people 25 to 54 saying it. It's not just men 25 to 54 saying it. It's not just men 18 to 34 saying it. But we are the best damn radio show in the land.
Yes.
Oh.
Look at that.
I didn't know.
You for real?
You didn't ask for real.
I did ask. I didn't get an answer.
Oh.
Oh, you know what? They should have put you on that email.
Oh.
You know,
oh, I thought she was.
I'm not telling the boss how to do his job.
No, I asked him twice.
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, leave me alone doing something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tried to call Matthew earlier. Matthew. He put Matthew on.
Oh, yeah. Why did he just call you and nobody else? Why didn't he call
him? Because I called him.
Oh, okay.
I was like, hey, I want my report card.
Uh-huh.
You imagine?
Good or bad, like you want it.
Like, good or bad. Did I get an F or an A, Mr. Hendricks?
I threatened to put sugar in his gas tank.
Wow. I did.
That's why you
missed. I did. Well, I peed in it. There's probably a little bit of diabetes left.
Wow.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to place a pickup order, please.
Sure. What would you like?
All right, I want two eggs sunny side up.
Two eggs sunny side.
Can I get two pieces of dry toast?
White, wheat, dark rye, raisin, English muffin.
Let me do raisin.
Dry raisin. Do you want any bacon, sausage, anything like that?
No, but I want a bowl of up dog.
I'm sorry?
I want to get a bowl of up dog.
A bowl of what?
A bowl of up dog.
What is that? An up?
Say, what's up dog?
A hot dog?
No, up dog. Say, what's up dog?
What's up dog?
Not too much, lips. What's up with you? Get it? I called you lips.
I know, I heard that. Do you want hash browns or home fries?
Christ, Don.
Yeah, I want a place that's a go order, please.
Go ahead, please.
All right, let me have two eggs scrambled. Let me have a couple. Go ahead.
You want to order two eggs scrambled and what?
A couple pieces of bacon.
Scrambled with cheese.
Order bacon.
And some up dog.
I'm sorry.
Some up dog.
You want the all star?
No, I want an order of up dog.
See what he's saying? Order.
Hello?
Yeah, I was putting in a to go order.
Okay, you're going to have to holler at me because this phone is really, really raggedy. So, what you want?
Let me have two eggs scrambled.
Two eggs scrambled. You want bacon, sausage, or ham?
Let me get some sausage with that.
Some sausage.
And let me have a bowl of up dog.
And a bowl of what?
Up dog.
What's that?
What's what?
A bowl of up dog.
What's up dog?
Yeah.
Say it. What's up dog?
What's up dog?
Nothing much, you fat. What's up with you? That wasn't a good one, man. Let me do another one. It was loud in there. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
She said, this song was raggedy.
Hello?
fine.
Yeah, I need to place a to-go order, please.
Oh, okay, what can I get you?
Let me have a couple of scrambled eggs. Let me get a couple pieces of bacon, one waffle, and a bowl of Up Dog.
I'm sorry, what?
A bowl of Up Dog.
What is that?
What's what?
The last thing you said.
Up Dog?
Uh-huh.
What's Up Dog?
Oh.
No, you're supposed to say it.
Oh, well, I didn't.
Well, you say what's up, dog?
What's up, dog?
Nothing much, you f***. What's up with you?
Okay.
All right, f*** off.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to make a to-go order, please.
Okay, let me get my ticket book.
All right,
what can I get for you?
I want to get a waffle, and then I want to get, and I'm on a diet, I want to get some egg whites, hopefully. If you can.
How many?
Let me get 4 egg whites, please. And some hash
browns. How do you want them cooked?
Scrambled would be fine. And I want some hash browns also. Make sure you steam them really well. And
do you want anything in them?
No, just plain. And and then after that, I just want a bowl of Up Dog.
A bowl of what?
Of Up Dog.
What is that?
Say it.
Up Dog?
Yes.
Chili?
No. Say, what's Up Dog?
What's up, dog? Oh, I
not
get it.
Much, you big hole.
Okay.
All right.
Name.
What's he say?
She started laughing.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Paige, and we begin with this. There's a new AI trend in China that's kind of going viral, where people are creating digital versions of their exes and using old text, photos, and social media posts. God. That's too crazy.
Now, this might not be a bad idea.
Why?
To be honest with you. Because if you had unfinished business, or you were the one that, you know, got broken up with.
How's that going to help, though?
You never got to say your piece.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're still not. You know down deep it ain't real.
Yeah, but like...
But I guess the same thing is like, those like go throwing axes, you know, or go those rooms, destroy rooms.
Yeah,
those things you go but beat the hell out of a computer for like $50 and
it's one of those. By the way, I saw one of those where you pay a little bit more, but you could jump on a car.
Really?
Like you can land on it. You can elbow drive. Like,
what the hell? What's wrong with people?
But old salvage yard, probably.
Maybe it's one of these that you don't. Oh man, I'm getting too many sidetrack here. It's one of these things that maybe it's like an unexpected type of, oh, okay, that worked. Like you get the visual.
Yeah.
You can say what you want, or you can just call them straight up.
So this...
I wish we'd call one of your exes, to be honest with you, and just rag on them. I would like to do that, personally.
Talking to you, Paige. He hates Tim Drinkwater.
You know, he never really was my boyfriend.
No?
No.
Wow.
Oh, I tried to date him. Son of a bitch wasn't
dead. It was a secret affair because
she wouldn't sleep with me until we got married.
Because he was older. It just
played soccer.
I accidentally fell on his penis. It wasn't something that was
Wow. She got in a wolf.
What part of your body fell on it?
My bad. In a dark room.
They were making pictures. She fell on his gimmick.
Yeah.
Hind end verse.
And then it happened again because I asked him to help me do something in my house.
And you fell on his penis?
Again, accidentally.
God. Paige, you were a wild woman. Like, just your upbringing. Oops, well, look, you were already in drug-induced San Francisco back at that time. So you're running wild around town. You talk about the concerts you'd go to.
Well, and plus, I was a freshman in when we first met, and he was senior.
There's auditions today. They're looking for they're looking for sluts and cluts. You could handle both.
Oh,
since you've played a hooker in many movies.
And then by the time he realized that it was okay to date me, because he was out of high school, I had a boyfriend by then.
Can you get Chuck to write that? Sluts and cluts.
Sluts and cluts.
Chuck,
oops,
write that up.
My bad.
Chuck? Chuck Chapman from he drives around at night time.
Oh, I thought you I thought you got Dan's name wrong.
I asked him, Chuck, if he didn't want to do another he drives at night, but he would do if I wrote
he walks during the day. A prequel.
If I wrote a movie and paid for it, he would help me out.
Well, that's nice.
Mighty why do you, Chuck?
Because, I mean, he invested a lot of his money into that film, and, you know, he didn't get a lot out of it,
which dude, is I
typical.
It. I marked out to all the scenery because it was shot in the town that I'm from.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Easley.
I'm like, hey, look at that. I know that
oddly
place.
Enough, though, I think I hate Leatherheads, and that was filmed in Greenville.
Yeah, it was.
That's just an awful movie.
Wasn't good.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Right there in Falls Park.
I had so many local people that were in it, too.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, they look, it's a movie. You're in it. That's kind of cool. But you don't have to really cling to it all these years and years after.
I think going to the premiere of that was a lot of fun because we laughed through the whole thing.
God, memories.
Paige, it's when you say,
oh,
no. I'm Paige.
I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys.
Hello. Okay, cool.
Sidetrack my horniness.
Oh, like not me.
Couldn't close it without saying that part.
No.
All right.
Hot and bothered over here.
We will take a break. We will come back. What else is coming up this hour? Oh, well, not this hour. Best Damn Audio coming up later.
Oh, I got a lady who tells you exactly what kind of bra she's got on. Because somebody asked her.
Uh-oh.
She'll tell you straight up.
You know what? I didn't even get the one that I promoed yesterday. I didn't even send it, did I?
I'm going to be honest with you. I forgot which one it was.
Okay. All right.
So maybe you did.
I've got a bunch. One that you had to bleep a lot.
Yeah.
It's well worth it, though, right?
Yeah. It's got to be a two-segger.
Okay.
Because I got a guy who, you know, didn't return his cart.
Yeah.
And they got on his ass.
If anyone has any liquor or drugs, please bring them by the studio. We need a little pep this morning.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.